I lay on my bedroom carpet looking at the blue of the ceiling, feeling like I was in a teen movie. My phone buzzed and I picked it up to respond to my crush's last text. Except this time, it wasn't a text, but a voice note. A short audio file you send via Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp. It was the first time I'd heard his voice. It was flat, low, and attractive. He asked me how my day had gone. My stomach fluttered because I knew this meant he wanted to get closer to me. Yet I also freaked out because there was so much pressure to get my response right. At first, I ignored the switch in communication and started typing out a message because I hate my voice. The way I can hear my nerves prickle through my speech, the high pitch of my intonation, and the number of times I say like. But don't voice notes feel so much more intimate? Hearing the subtleties of the other person's speech, as if they were whispering in your ear. And I wanted to get closer to him. So I focused on getting comfy and pushed the record button. In response to his, "How was your day?" I started telling him about the bike I had just got. "It hurt so much on your vulva, I only lasted about 10 minutes before I limped off." His response was awkward.
"Yeah, I can't say much about, women's engineering down there. The seats are probably built for a male anatomy."
"Wow, say that again," I replied in another voice note, in a mock, sultry voice.